lucky is your grandmother getting married at her age? I mean, do you know the odds of a woman over 35 finding a husband?
1 in 1,245.6. Uh-huh. How much do you weigh, Ma?
Who can remember numbers?
Like a virgin.
Wow, Yeti. I want whatever you're on.
Well, this is for inflammation. Oh. This is for spastic colon. And I got an ounce of glaucoma medication that my doctor grew. But I don't use it because it gets me kind of loose.
You mean sexually?
No. For the very first time.
Look at her all a Twitter like an 85-year-old schoolgirl. Well, I enjoy it. At least you get to dance at your mother's wedding. Because at the rate that I'm going, you'll be coming to mine in an urn. There, I said it before you did.
Oh, that's him. Let me get the door.
Okay.
Oh, I'm so excited. I feel like flying to him on gossamer wings. I'm coming!
Oh, well, this is a first. Your mouth is open and there's no chewed up snack wells in it. Ma,
when you told us that you were engaged, you neglected to mention that he's black.
You're black? No wonder.
In a bridal shop in Flushing, Queens, till her boyfriend kicked her out in one of those crushing scenes. What was she to do? Where was she to go? She was out on her fanny. So over the bridge from Flushing to the Sheffield's door, she was there to sell makeup, but the father saw more. She had style, she had flair, she was there. That's how she became the nanny. Who would have guessed that the girl we described was just exactly what the doctor prescribed? Now the father finds her beguiling.
Watch out, Cece.
And the kids are actually smiling.
Such one.
She's the lady in red when everybody else is wearing tan. The flashy girl from Flushing. The nanny named Fran.
I had the weirdest dream last night. Grandma Yetta was running down a football field carrying a bridal bouquet, and Count Basie was waiting for her in the end zone when Miss Piggy comes walking by carrying a very lean corned beef sandwich and says, "You are not getting any younger."
Clearly, the dream indicates that you are bitter and upset at the fact that your 85-year-old grandmother is getting married for the second time when you haven't been married once.
Really? Now, you see, I just thought I had a thing for Jazz and the Muppets. Duh.
Fran, you have to shift your focus. Now, isn't there anything in your life besides marriage that you're passionate about, like some inner dream that you've always kept secret?
Like my deepest, darkest fantasy?
Want to tell me about it?
Well, it's a little freaky.
Oh, that's good. That's all right. Well, Fran, it's never too late to follow a dream. Now, you've got to stop dwelling on the things that aren't working in your life and start making the things that you want to happen, happen.
You know, Doc, you are absolutely right. I'm going to stop obsessing on wanting to be married and follow my dream. From here on in, I am set out on a path where I'm going to be a more interesting, mature, independent woman. Maybe then he'll propose.
Hello.
invitation to Yetta's engagement party at the home. Now, don't be late. Dinner is served promptly at 2. I cannot think of a more nauseous-making, mind-numbing evening.
Well, I'm going.
Me too. Where's mine?
Oh, I'm sorry. The maximum capacity at the home is 640. It was between you and the woman handing out Jimmy Dean samples at the A&P yesterday.
I'm not invited? Okay, fine. Because I've got lots of better things to do. Yetta! Where's my pretty Yetta?
Mr. Sheffield, I have decided to pursue my lifelong dream and become a successful career woman. I finally have a direction, a goal, a clear path.
I thought you wanted to get married and have children.
Wait, are you asking? Because I could chuck that other pipe dream. All right. Well, back to my clear path. I am going to become a TV weather girl.
I think that's the perfect job for you. Be wonderful at that.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Daddy, I love my lesson. I want to become a jockey.
Oh, I think that'd be a perfect job for you. You'd be wonderful at that.
Thank you.
What just happened here? You were just humoring me, weren't you? You no more think that I could be a TV weather girl than you think Gracie could be a jockey.
Well, of course I do. I mean, you're beautiful and photogenic and she's short.
Mr. Sheffield, I'm not a child. I'm gonna be 30. Now, I can handle honesty.
No, Miss White, no, you can't.
Well, why don't you just try me?
I don't think you could be a TV weather girl. Well, let's start with your voice and a microphone.
You know, there is a fine line between honest and cruel.
Oh, it's fine. It's unrealistic. I'm not being cruel, am I, Niles?
Absolutely not, sir. She asked for the truth.
Niles!
Sorry, Miss Fine. Christmas is coming.
Well, I know what's going on here. You are just terrified that I might become immensely successful, leave you, and your whole world will fall apart.
Well, now, that's a tad arrogant, don't you think? I wouldn't dream of keeping you here just to satisfy my own selfish needs.
Oh, really? Well, then I got news for you. There is no hope for us, mister.
All right, what just happened here?
Well, let's review, sir.
Tell her I'm not here. Hi, Sammy. Hi, Yetta.
Oh, Fred, I just love your voice. I knew where the house was before I even got out of the car.
Hello, Samuel, Mother.
Why don't you guys go take a seat in the living room, and we'll catch up with you in a minute. Just go take a seat. Well, send up a flare when you get to the couch. Now, why are you being so cold to them? Is it because he's black?
Please, I of all people am not prejudiced. You forget I come from a time when the Jews were kept out of the Oyster Bay Country Club.
Just you, Ma, and that's because you stole a steak.
You know why I'm upset?
Why?
My father is not even dead 25 years, and already she's running off with another man.
They're not running anywhere, Ma.
I'm sorry, I just can't accept this.
Ma, I also had problems with Yetta getting married before me, but I channeled my anxieties into a new career, and that is what you're going to have to do. You got to find something new in your life and then focus on that.
I haven't tried the Viennetta log from the Breyers people.
Hello there, Maxwell Sheffield, and you must be Sammy.
Yes, and you must be Fran's husband.
Warming up to him yet, Mom?
I will never accept another man as my father.
Sammy, you know, you're a little confused, sweetie. Mr. Sheffield is not my husband. He's just the killer of weather girl dreams.
Would you please get off that, Miss Fine? I am no such thing. You cannot expect to just walk in off the streets and straight into broadcasting.
You know, my nephew works down at the television station. Maybe he can help you out.
Oh.
Well, there's your in, Miss Fine. Do you think I should look for another nanny?
Well, maybe you know him, Brian Gumbel.
Brian Gumbel's your nephew?
Papa!
You know, Fran, if Brian Gumbel hires you, doing the weather could be just the beginning for you.
Oh, I know. You know that movie Up Close and Personal? Michelle Pfeiffer started out as a weather girl, and look who she became.
Who?
Well, Michelle Pfeiffer, for one thing.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you go over there with the cue cards, and Gracie, you come up with just some cute little news headline, and then throw it over to me in Weather Central.
Okay. Today, President Clinton and Chinese President Jiang Zemin just signed a pact limiting nuclear proliferation in the Far East.
She talks good.
And now let's go to everyone's favorite weather girl, Fran Fairskies Fine. Fran?
Thank you, Grace. Well, it's going to be a crisp, delicious day in the tri-state area. My forecast would be to wear something playful and autumny. But if you happen to be single and there's a cold front coming, ladies, I would wear this. God willing, you'll get a pneumonia, and 1, 2, 3, you'll meet a nice doctor.
Now, pick up my canali tuxedo, would you? I have to go down to my lawyer's office.
Oh, you know, sir, that's right near the studio where Miss Fine is auditioning. You might want to drop by and ruin everything.
Would you just stop it? You really think I'm that insecure? Look, even if Miss Fine gets this job, it doesn't mean she's necessarily going to leave us.
Ready, Daddy?
All right, sweetheart. Let's go over it one more time.
Okay. Fran, I really miss you, and you have to come home because I'm afraid to be alone.
Excellent. Excellent. Now remember, wait for my signal.
Okay. Got it? You know, I can't believe you're using me to manipulate someone like this. It's so Fran.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Brian Gumbel! Brian Gumbel!
Excuse me?
Oh, I'm Fran Fine. Our Uncle Sammy recommended me.
Oh, yeah, Fran. You made it.
Oh, I'm just so glad that we had an opportunity to meet before the wedding. You know, I'm going to make sure that you're sitting between me and Ma, so you're not surrounded by a bunch of nuts. Ah! Leslie Stahl! Leslie Stahl! Real hair. What weather set? You know, the one with the temperatures and the maps and the clouds that keep rolling
over and over again. We don't have a weather set on the show.
No weather girl? Oh, but that's what I'm here for. Are you sure you don't want to reconsider? Because I got an Aunt Ida with a Nielsen box.
You know, we do have an opening for an editorial commentator. Would you be interested in auditioning for that?
Sure. I'd go for editorial commentator, whatever the hell that is.
Lance, why don't we get our audition down on tape? Would you like a hairdresser?
Oh, why? You think it's a little too subdued for TV?
Might not fit in TV.
Are you taking anyone to this thing Saturday night?
Well, let's see. Am I taking a date or am I taking... you! Seth!
Master Brighton, did she ask you to take her with you Saturday?
Yes.
Does she know that you're not going to Yetta's party, but that she'll be helping you man the Klingon booth at the Star Trek convention?
No, but I mean, maybe I should tell her. It's just so cruel. It's a wee bit crueler than that, Captain.
You ready to do this?
Absolutely.
Okay, I'll tell you what we'll do. I will give you a topic off the top of my head, and you just run with it, okay?
No problemo.
Good. Gene therapy.
Gene therapy. Got it.
Fran Fine test in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Hi, I'm Fran Fine. How are you? I'm here to do an editorial commentary on gene therapy. Well, if you want my opinion, I think that there is nothing more therapeutic than slipping into a pair of jeans that make your tush look hot in a pair of ooh-la-la sassoons. I would just slip into those babies whenever I wanted to lift my spirits or my grade point average. Well, that's it for now. This is Fran Fine signing off, because I gazint, go with God.
No.
Oh, my God, is it the hair? Oh, I knew I shouldn't have tried someone new.
Fran, gene therapy is the alteration of our genes by scientists.
But why would you go to a scientist when any dry cleaner could put up a hem and they gotta charge more?
Fran, no, not those kind of genes. DNA, genetics, our cellular infrastructure.
Oh. Never mind.
Thank you. We'll be in touch.
Thank you, Brian Gumbel.
Uncle or no uncle, I'm having him committed.
Excuse me. I'm going to have to ask for your security pass back.
Oh, won't I need it for tomorrow?
And the box of donuts.
They're the lemon-filled ones. Nobody eats those. Oh, Mr. Sheffield, it was horrible. Oh,
it's fine, Miss Fine. What happened?
That mean lady took my donuts.
No, I mean, what happened with the audition? How did it go?
Oh, well, for starters, they didn't need a weather girl. They made me audition for editorial commentator.
Yikes. Well, I mean that most supportive way, of course.
Oh, it doesn't matter. You were right in the first place. You know, next time I have a dream, just go ahead and dump all over it. It'll save me the heartache.
I wouldn't be so sure, Miss Filet. I have a confession to make to you. You know, the real reason I came down here today was because, well, frankly, I was terrified you would succeed.
Really?
Yes. Furthermore, I came up with a rather elaborate ruse to make sure I could get you back.
You did?
Watch this.
Chrissy!
Never mind. Well, we did have it all planned out, I promise.
Oh, that's so sweet. But you know, a word of advice. Next time you use a child to manipulate an adult, you gotta give them a protein, not a carbohydrate, or they lose their concentration. Oh, why couldn't this have been my category? I could have been the next Connie Chung Povich. Come on, honey, let's go on. Oh, wait a minute.
May I help you?
Yes, I'm here to meet my nephew for lunch, Brian Gumbel, and my little girl is anxious to meet him.
This is my daddy.
Oh.
Thank you, baby. But let me play you my favorite. My Yiddish mama. I need her more than ever now. My Yiddish mama. I'd love to kiss that wrinkled brow. I long to hold her hands much more as in days gone by.
The Halliwell Three take on the source in classic charm today with the help of Balthazar. That's in a couple of minutes here on Living TV.